why the choice of turbos is such a big deal on Cirrus Aircraft. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, we brought you edited comments of Cirrus President and CEO Brent Wouters from Copa's Migration 8, where he spoke at length about the health and philosophy of the company. ANN's Jim Campbell got the chance to talk at length with Brent Wouters and ask a lot of questions we all have about the company, one-on-one Q&A. We're going to present that interview in parts over the next few days. Today, much of the talk is about Cirrus's decision to offer two competing turbo engine packages. But first, a position report.
With Oshkosh just around the corner and a lot of excitement, and let's say, face it, some trepidation in the mix, we're obviously looking to see what's going to be news and what, and to a certain extent, reflecting on what has been news from the past air venture of 2009 and as we enter into the 2010 flying season here. We're talking to Brent Wouters, grand poobah of Cirrus and the guy who's been leading it over, gosh, it's been about a year now, hasn't it?
It's been longer than that. It's been almost two.
Is it really? Oh my goodness! I can't believe I goofed that one up. All right. Well, Brent, let's talk first about where Cirrus stands going into Oshkosh. This is, you know, the big event for all things general aviation. If you can, what's the general health of the company right now?
Well, I'm actually pretty pleased with the progress. We are having a good 2010. It's not been easy. I don't mean to leave anybody with the impression that it's, you know, all things are easy and hunky dory, because I think that's disingenuous. But we've had a good year. We've worked hard to drive, you know, continue the initiatives that we've had in terms of our financial discipline, our sales discipline, our marketing progress, which is, you know, we've really taken a marketing message global. We've really driven some a second and third layer of financial sales sophistication, and those efforts are really paying off. That's where I spend, you know, the vast majority of my time. And this year we're seeing every order is a fight to the finish, but I've got some jets coming by. But the truth is the order activity is very good. We've had a very good May and a very good June, and so the year to date we're where I expected to be. We're about break even, and that's the good news is that's about over a $50 million improvement on an annualized basis from 2009 at the same revenue and unit volume. So it's massive improvements. The trajectory is excellent, and we expect a lot of good new things from all of our efforts on the marketing and sales front.
Well, one of the differences you'll have with Oshkosh this year over the previous year is that you're heading into it with a new product at the Copa Migration 8. You let loose with the fact that there's a new derivation on the Cirrus Turbo, the SR-22 Turbo in this case, an all-continental solution firewall forward for the airframe that you've been fielding previously. How's that introduction going?
Well, we've had a very good response to it. Of course, at first, I think there was a lot of questions among customer base and prospects. You know, something new always adds an element of questions and uncertainty. So we worked through those. But the response in general has been very strong, very good, and I think we'll see the sales response over the coming months. But very favorable. I think that people realize that the combined turbo and engine from Continental with its, you know, much improved warranty is a big customer benefit. And as I've said a thousand ways and a thousand times, we are focused on the customer. And so there's a big warranty benefit that people will understand. There is with a lower compression engine, there's a big benefit to give us alternatives as we move forward on this whole notion of unleaded fuels, and it bounds the problem for us so that we can be versatile and flexible. If we aren't able to achieve the 100 octane transparent solution that we are working for, we will be able to have a little bit of room for compromises if they're necessary down the road. So, you know, those are the two big factors in my mind that make it valuable, and I think that we'll see the sales appreciation of that over the course of time, but the early success has been very good.
At the same time, there was a fair amount of rumbling from the Tornado Alley crowd, the folks that have been working with the previous generation turbo, which has garnered an outstanding record. And I guess the attitude was, well, if it wasn't broke, why fix it? Was this more of a decision made for fuel issues, warranty issues, or just the ability to single source a supplier?
Well, it was all of the above. The truth is that we looked at it and knew we could develop an alternative for the customers, because it does have there are real customer benefits, and we went at it first from a customer benefit standpoint. What we found out was, not only is it smoother, it's quieter, it's really a more green airplane. The world over, particularly Europe, and a lot, you know, much more prevalent now in the U.S., they want noise abatement is a big issue. And so a quieter airplane, fixed RPMs at 2,500 RPMs, and, you know, improves the flyover noise by 12%. Well, now you might not think 12% is a big deal, but it's a huge deal. And it's materially quieter. And so we want to be good corporate, or, you know, good citizens as well. And I think that's a big factor. It's lighter, it's smoother, and we went at it because it was those things. It's a greener airplane because it's quieter and it's lighter and it's smoother. But it turns out, you know, it gives us some more flexibility down the road on fuel. We don't know which way the fuel issue will go. We're driving hard at a transparent 100-octane solution, but this gave us choices and gave us a path in the event that the lawsuits before the EPA on the 100 low-lead fuel took a disadvantageous path and were accelerated and went down an aggressive path on an environmental movement. We could deliver airplanes, and the airplanes that we had delivered would be perfectly fine with a completely stripped fuel solution that, you know, takes out the lead and it ends up as 94 UL. Now, that's not what any of us expect, but it's irresponsible to not plan for that, particularly as we've seen the way the government and the regulatory forces have latched onto other companies that have been in difficulty. Look, these things go in days and weeks, not months and years like they used to. So we wanted to make sure we were prepared and protected, and the customer was taken care of in that unlikely eventuality. In the end, we ended up with big customer benefits, and then a better path forward that now gives us an opportunity to develop the right solution on the fuel side. So it's single sourcing and the warranty benefits were really not the core. The warranty benefits to the customer were not really the initial thought, because we didn't have those things worked out early on, but they've turned out to be beneficial, you know, to us.
So how do two competing turbo choices make sense for a company trying to control costs? More with Jim Campbell and Brent Wouters in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Cirrus Aircraft President and CEO Brent Wouters about what are now two turbocharged engine choices.
At the same time, though, as I understand it, the current turbo normalized, the TN-22, if you will, continues to be available?
Yeah, so they're very much available. And so, you know, I have a lot of respect for Tornado Alley. They've been a great supplier. They've got a great product. They've got a totally different view, ability to look at technology and problems, whether it's fuel or in this case it's the turbo, and come up with great solutions. And so we very much have designed this as customer choice. In general, that's not my normal MO. I don't usually say, oh, let's leave it up to the customer to choose and we'll, you know, make a more complex supply chain and inventory and cost and all those things. I usually don't go that route. In this route, it was very clearly the right way to go because you have two solutions that are both very good with different technological viewpoints, and you could order it today. We've got them available, and Tornado Alley or TCM, it's up to the customer which one they want. So we're proud of that, and we really do have a lot of respect for Tornado Alley, so it wasn't anything with respect to their capabilities or performance or solution.
At last month's COPA M8 meeting, there was lots of talk about customer first. In tomorrow's installment of this conversation, ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell presses for details on exactly what that means. Brent Wouters is the President and CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more at cirrusaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.